We're heading to Liverpool next. The British Labour Party holding its annual conference, seen as crucial for its leader and the British Prime Minister Keir Starmer's immediate political future. Opinion polls across the water suggest that Labour is trailing the right-wing Reform UK party led by Nigel Farage. And there's growing speculation that the Mayor of Greater Manchester, Andy Burnham, could challenge Mr Starmer for the leadership. Our London correspondent Tommy Mescal is in Liverpool. Tommy, what's the mood among the members? Do they want Keir Starmer to step down?
It's a party conference, Audrey, where people really can't help not talk about the elephant in the room. You have a cohort in the party who are definitely questioning the Prime Minister and say that he's really in deep trouble. They would see May as crunch time for the Prime Minister when those elections will take place in Scotland and Wales. Yesterday, you had the Welsh First Minister, Eleanor Morgan, in the exhibition centre going around meeting people. She's somebody who knows that for the first time, Labour may not be the dominant force in Welsh politics. But then you also have a cohort in the party, Audrey, who say that this talk of leadership battles is reminiscent of the days of when the Tory party were changing leadership, and that Labour was elected on a mandate of putting a country before party. Yesterday we spoke with Pat McFadden. He's seen as somebody who has the ear of the Prime Minister. He was making the point that Labour victories don't fall out of the sky, and he was really calling on people to stop this talk of introspection and leadership battles, that it wasn't going to help Labour in the long term. So it's a mixed bag. It's a party of 400 MPs, so you're getting a lot of different opinions in the room, but definitely everyone is talking about Keir Starmer and his future.
Well, Andy Burnham was there yesterday. What was he saying?
Yeah, it seems reminiscent of when Boris Johnson used to show up at Tory party conferences before he was leader and capture the attention. And that's what happened when Andy Burnham arrived yesterday. It was like a rock star had arrived. He didn't shy away from the criticism that he has been making of the party leadership in recent days. And he said that those calling for statements of loyalty, arguably the likes of Pat McFadden, that they were ignoring or underestimating, as he said, the peril the party is in. And he appeals to a lot of people in the Labour Party. A lot of people that feel uncomfortable with the direction that the party is going in. Andy Burnham is definitely somebody who would prefer to take the party in more of a left direction, and that would be appealing to many Labour MPs. The trouble is, of course, I know everyone is talking about him as a potential future leader, but he has a number of obstacles to get over before he would get to that point. First and foremost, he isn't an MP, so he'd actually have to win a by-election.
And locally, for our purposes, the Sinn Féin leader, Mary Lou MacDonald, was at the conference yesterday. She addressed a fringe event. What was her message?
Yeah, she spoke to a fringe event last night, as you say. It's not the first time she's done this. She's done it many times before. Her message was that the British and Irish governments need to prepare and set out a timeline for a border poll. She said that she didn't feel enough preparation was underway. She also hit out at the UK government's plans for mandatory ID. This is something that has been announced this week to coincide with the party conference. Labour see it as a key way to bring down irregular migration. Mary Lou MacDonald, however, thought it was ignorant in terms of the politics at play in Northern Ireland. She wasn't the only party leader from another country at the conference yesterday, Audrey. There was also the former Australian Prime Minister Julia Gillard was in the exhibition centre, and the Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese also addressed delegates yesterday.
Tommy, thank you very much. Tommy Mescal, our London correspondent, reporting from Liverpool.